The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are hadiths in the Shia and Sunni sources where the Prophet compares Ali to the Kaaba. In one, he says, مَثَلُ عَلِيٍّ فِيكُمْ كَمَثَلِ الْكَعْبَةِ The example of Ali among you is like the example of the Kaaba. And then he talks about two things. النَّظَرُ إِلَيْهَا عِبَادَةِ وَالْحَجُّ إِلَيْهَا فَرِيضَةِ To look at the Kaaba is an act of worship. It is an ibadah by itself. And to go to the Kaaba is actually a duty as far as Hajj is concerned. And so look at three points here. Number one, looking at the Kaaba. Looking at the Kaaba itself, you know, especially when you go for Hajj or Umrah first time. And as soon as you enter into the central courtyard, and for the first time you see this Kaaba, that you had been facing it from your childhood, doing your salat every day. But when you look at it, it doesn't have all the decoration that we have. It's a simple, you know, stone there. But the majestic power that it has, there is no any other building like that. Especially when you go the first time and you look at it, you can never forget that feeling at that time. And so the Prophet says, looking at the Kaaba is an ibadat, it's an act of worship. And then he says, Ali is like the Kaaba, which means, النَّظَرُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ عَلِيٍّ عِبَادَةٍ Looking at the face of Ali is also ibadat. And this is not Shia sources I'm talking about. Of course, we have that. Abu Huraira one day looked at the Sahabi of the Prophet, Mu'adh bin Jabal, a prominent one, in that gathering. And he was surprised. He was saying, you know, Mu'adh, you're sitting here in the assembly where Rasulullah is there. Instead of looking at Rasulullah, you're just looking at Ali, as if you've never seen him before. And this is where Mu'adh bin Jabal says, have you not heard the Prophet saying, النَّظَرُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ عَلِيٍّ عِبَادَةٍ So I'm doing ibadat. And we are told, don't say Ali. This is shirk. This is bid'ah. Looking at the face of Ali is an ibadat. Another more interesting narration that we have, again from Sunni sources, is from Aisha. I don't know what was the context of that gathering, where she says, رَعَيْتُ عَبَا بَكَرُ يُكَثِّرُ النَّظَرَ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ عَلِيٍّ She says, in that gathering, I saw my father, Abu Bakr, just looking at Ali. So then I told him later on, يَا أَبَتَا رَعَيْتُكَ تُكَثِّرُ النَّظَرَ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ عَلِيٍّ What is the issue? You were looking at the face of Ali. Abu Bakr says to Aisha, his own daughter, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول I have heard the Prophet saying النظر إلى وجه علي عبادة The second statement in that earlier hadith the Prophet says going to the Kaaba is a duty Similarly going to Amir al-Mu'mineen is a duty When you talk about going to Ali, it means you are going there, accepting him as your leader after Rasulullah. When we go for the ziyarat of Amir al-Mu'minin Najaf, That's one more dimension of this. That we are going to the shrine of Ali to express our devotion and loyalty to Amir al-Mu'mineen. The third similarity, which is another hadith I'm going to quote for you now, is the issue of people going to the Kaaba. The Kaaba doesn't go anywhere. You can have a replica the way we have in Zarir room here, but that's not the Kaaba. That is a miniature replica of the Kaaba. Kaaba doesn't go anywhere. Kaaba is there in Mecca. It's not even a resort area. Although Muhammad bin Salman is trying to make that into that. But there's no scenery. It's not like, you know, Florida, for example, or Hawaii. No greenery. From the geographical point of view, there is no attraction as such. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I want the believers to go there. Kaaba doesn't go anywhere. People go to the Kaaba. Where the Prophet says to Ali, Anta bimanzilati al-Kaaba. O Ali, you are like the Kaaba. Tu'ta wa la ta'ti. The Kaaba is visited by the people. It doesn't visit anyone. It doesn't go anywhere. This was actually a prediction about what will happen after the wafat of Rasulullah. He says, فَإِنْ أَتَاكَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ فَسَلِّمُوهَا سَلِّمُوهَا إِلَيْكَ فَاقْبَلْ مِنْهُمْ O Ali, after I pass away, if the people come to you and hand over the leadership and accept you as the leader, accept them. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَأْتُوكَ If they don't come to you, you don't need to go to them. Just as the Kaaba will not go anywhere, you have to go to the Kaaba. You know, many of these people say, Oh, Ali, why didn't he took out sword? Why didn't he fight for his right? They don't realize that the position of Ali is like the Kaaba. People had the duty to go to him. He didn't have a duty to go to the ass, to the people and say, Oh, I'm your leader, accept me as your leader. No. It was a duty of the Ummah after Rasulullah to go to the door of Ali and to say, You are the true successor and you are our leader. Number four, as far as the Kaaba is concerned, there is a very important, you know, stone there. With the frequency of usage, people touching it and kissing it has become dark. So now it's called the black stone. It wasn't really a black stone originally. What we call Al-Hajar al-Aswad. And the Muslims, when they go for tawaf, they look at the black stone. They in a way salute it or say salam to it. Why? What is that stone to do with all this? Especially, you know, the Tawhidi people among Muslims. You know, ask them, well, what is this stone to do with, you know, even this going around the Kaaba would be a problem from their point of view, conceptually. This is where we have to realize that, you know, that black stone, I'm just trying to use a modern terminology to explain it. This black stone is more or less like a memory chip on the computer. It is going to testify for every Haji who comes for Hajj on the day of Qiyamah. And therefore, you make sure you say salam to it. Or at least, you know, show your face. Probably the camera will capture that, just to make sure. So Hajar al-Aswad is basically there to testify that we had gone for Hajj. When it comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen and the Vilayat of Ali, what is it? The statement that we have, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ جَوَازٌ When you want to pass through any place, you must have a pass, either a ticket or the passport. وَجَوَازُ الصِّرَاطِ. What is the pass that you need to go through Sirat on the day of Qiyamah? وَجَوَازُ الصِّرَاطِ حُبُّ عَلِي بِنْ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. You will need that pass or the certificate of the love of Ali in order to successfully go through the Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. Anas bin Malik is quoted where he says, I heard سمعت بأذني هاتين. You know, sometimes people had difficulty in believing in the ahadith and the fadail about Ali. And so some of these narrators would emphasize, I heard it with my own ears. He pointed towards it. I heard with these ears. And رسول الله يقول, that the Prophet said, في حق علي. The Prophet said about Ali, عنوان صحيفة المؤمن يوم القيامة حب علي بن أبي طالب. The صحيفة, the certificate, the pass for a mu'min on the day of Qiyamah is the vilayat and law of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.